about you. Say you're leaving me for sure. I don't believe them. See you standing in my door. Every broken vow of a long
thank you. Elmer, your mother is here with the station wagon to take you home. All right, now, if you can hang on here, I'll get to those numbers. You're here all night? I guess that means we are too, so all right. We're happy to be here. Playing bluegrass music is a powerful thing because it puts you in touch with the roots of many kind of musics, gospel music and sentimental music and hard-driving fiddle and banjo dance tunes. And the banjo comes from Africa, And I was down in Jamaica, and I was way up in the mountains, Blue Mountains, where Bob Marley was born. And I went back in those hills with the Rastas, and they were real kind to me, and they took me up on the spring where Bob used to bathe and up on the Mount Zion. And I was up there one night, and I could hear the Rastas singing their hymns up in the hills. And I heard this sound, and it suddenly struck me that it was a banjo. So I walked up to the Rasta camp, and sure enough, there were 15 drummers, 10 singers, and just like in bluegrass, one lonesome banjo picker. And he was louder than all of them. So I started to look around in Jamaica and went down to stayed in Kingston, where it's very hot and very pressure. And my buddy over here, Jeff Hogan, playing percussion, brought over Punky and Whitehead, drove all the way over from Montego Bay, and they took us up in the hills, up in the Blue Mountains. And we sipped some Blue Mountain coffee up in those cool hills. And Punky said, "Peter Mann, cool breeze hit me sweet." And Whitehead, he said, "You know I lack for nothing in my spirit." So that night, as we sweated it out in Kingston, Jeff was hanging with me and Punky and Whitehead. We wrote this song called Blue Mountain. Hope you enjoy it. Jamaica.